put the needle on a really unique record album. Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio. There's one important element missing, however. That's the DJ.
Coming to you live from our usual spot in the heart of downtown Lawrence. My name is Richard, and my guest today is Johnny Quest, local hip-hop personality, who's just too eager to get on the mic, because that's how he does it.
That's how I do. I just be cutting people off. I do it in conversations generally and stuff, too. It's a terribly bad habit of mine that I have that I'm trying to work on.
Thanks. It's all right, man.
Thanks for calling attention to it in the first, 15 seconds. It's dope.
Rappers have a lot to say.
Yeah, some of them.
It's usually easier to interview rappers. I have to ask fewer questions, generally.
Yeah, you can pretty much just let us talk, man. Just put a microphone in front of us. That's really all you need to do.
Yeah, and that's what we're planning to do for the next 30 minutes or so, as well as listen to some music from your new CD, Chainsmoke. I imagine you are a smoker.
Yes, sir. Heavy smoker of the tobacco and other substances.
Gotcha. Well, we won't go into that. That's for the Too Hot for TV edition. Save that for the remix.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you quick introduce this record? How did it come together?
Chainsmoke was basically a production album that I was working on over a period of, ended up being 3 or 4 years from start to finish. It was just kind of I wanted to be an album, but ended up being more of a collection of songs. And presentation-wise, kind of had trouble lining it all up because it was just, from so many different eras. So I ended up turning it into a mixtape. So, that's what you hear. It's a full style mixtape with all original music from local artists. Lots of cuts, lots of blends, flipping the records, the whole deal. So it's pretty dope. I'm real proud of it. And then as far as the title of it goes, Chainsmoke, it was just really kind of a play on Miles's album Smell Smoke and Dre's album, because they were both out at the same time.
That's pretty funny.
Which is right around the time I came up with the title and stuff. And my boy Lucid hooked up the artwork, and it's real fresh. It's down at Love Garden right now, $7. It's right next to the cash register. If you want to pick it up, go on and do that.
Excellent. You actually blogged a little bit on MySpace about how you wanted to redevelop your sound. It was sort of you kind of reached this moment, it seemed like, where you were hibernating in your studio a little bit and tweaking things. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I've been making music for a long time, more than 15 years. And, I've gone through lots of different stages, DJ, MC, producer, engineer, and, I've struggled to get better at all of them. As an artist, that's what you always want to do. And, this album in particular was kind of exemplifies the development from A to B, it's a good precursor to the stuff that I got going on now. I'm working on an album called Ringo Starr that'll hopefully be out in the summer. It's gonna be an all analog style actually analog done hip-hop album, and I'm real excited about doing that. And but, same time, it's got, fresh production, and it's modern, and it's hard, but it's going to have a style that I have been working to get for a long time. And Chainsmoke is a step in that, that's why it was over such a period of a long time, because it just took a long time to get where I wanted to be. I don't know if I'm there yet, but I'm getting there.
Cool, man. Let's listen in a little bit. Can you introduce this track that's spinning?
This track is called Just Listen. It's by ID from Archetype. Produced by yours truly.
just pray it doesn't take me too long to feel through my way. I know you haven't got much time to be still and just wait. When you're out on the front lines, you're barely into the chase. War is your faith. I pull my brain out and let it fall where it may. Now I create my own space anywhere and keep my body on the ground when I'm traveling astral spheres. I got my hands on my gear. I'm doing this and getting out of here. Right here is what you need to hear right now. And see your sphere, people open your ears. Get down. You want to self-send messages here to you. It's so close, we'll keep it all in the square for you. Right here is what you need to hear right now. You see your sphere, people open your ears. Play it loud. You want to self-send messages here to you. It's so close, we'll keep it all in the square for you.
So you had a good day at work today, huh, John?
I did have a good day at work today. It was fantastic. It was a surprising day.
You work over in the film department at KU.
Yes, I do. and that being said, I'm not going to continue the story further.
Unearthed some old treasures.
I found some hidden gems that really made my day, and that's all I say.
All right. Well, this CD is pretty cool because it's a really good cross-section of all the local hip-hop scene. Not all of it, but a lot of it. You got Stick Figure. Yep. You got
Twice.
ID. You got Archetype. You got Approach. Reach. Joe Good, who we'll get to him later. Andrew the Misfit, Brother of Moses. Yeah, it just goes on and on. Are you still feeling a good community here, or what are you feeling?
Man, I don't know. As far as that goes, I mean, specifically in Lawrence, no. I mean, I'll say that. There is, like, zero hip-hop community in Lawrence because there's not enough artists to, like, really sustain a community, which is, you know, kind of what we're working on with, like, the Hot Mess thing, is trying to, like, bring light to some of the artists that are here and bringing dudes from Kansas City and elsewhere. But, nah, I mean, there's, you know, the majority of dudes who are here, like, driving the hip-hop scene are gone. You know, Approach is gone. Miles is in Kansas City doing the Innate Sounds thing.
And, Miles,
you know,
Bonnie.
Yeah, Miles Bonnie. What up, Miles? And, you know, they're doing a great thing out there. Like, it's really fresh. Like, they've been working, you know, for several years to build a really good scene and moreover, like, a community, you know, than a scene. But in Lawrence, you know, it's really non-existent. It was really, you know, popping from, like, 2000 to 2003 when all of us were here, myself, Archetype, Mac, you know, Approach, Sounds Good. Everybody was here, you know, working and grinding, Deep Thinkers as well. And, you know, people kind of spread out and I think got into phases where they were working on music hard and really, you know, again, developing music. And, you know, it got kind of disjointed because there weren't a consistent amount of shows. Downplay and Edwin Morales having left town, like, had a huge impact on that because there was nobody consistently booking shows. So you can't have a scene when there's nothing to go do, you know. So,
for sure.
Again, like, you know, we're working on that and, you know, working with the Jackpot on that. Hot Mess.
Speaking of something to go do, I mean, is that what you're trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I want to give, in addition to giving people something to go do, you know, I want to give people, like, you know, light to these artists that, you know, are here and are doing dope stuff, but have, you know, like, yet to connect with the people in Lawrence for whatever reason. You know, Lawrence is, you know, obviously more of a rock town than a hip-hop town. It always has been. You know, we have a history of having good shows here and, like, you know, for a long time, especially in the late 90s to early 2000, there was a great, great history of shows here. Great, great shows at the Granada, Avalanche, Downplay, like, you know, a lot of great stuff. And with those entities not being here anymore, it makes it difficult to happen. You know, it's hard financially to bring artists in when you don't have a backer or, you know, an organization to do that. You know, when you just, like, a couple of people trying to do stuff, it makes it hard, you know. So, again, part of what we're trying to do is build a community around this night and then hope that it spreads and stays, you know, through that.
Cool. So when you walk through the doors of Hot Mess, which is going to be what, monthly at the Jackpot? Or?
Yep, it's going to be the last Thursday of every month.
Last Thursday of every month.
For right now.
And there's one coming up this month in January.
Yep, the 22nd. This is next Thursday, 1 week from today.
Yeah. And, you know, when you walk through the doors, what should people expect?
Expect something different every time, definitely. You know, you can walk in the door, right to your right hand side, there's going to be merchandise, you know, from all the artists that are playing, from other artists in the area. We're going to have artists there painting every week. William Wilmot, Kevin Wilmot's son, is actually going to be one of the first artists painting this Thursday. So we'll have that. Hopefully they'll have some artwork available. Eventually we'll do a collection of all the artwork and have an art sale, an art gallery showing, you know, probably sometime in the spring or early summer with all the collected works from the shows. Expect to see a lot of dope artists, dope DJs, good music, new music, old music, you know? That's it.
Cool. Well, I want to spend a little more time rocking the disc. This is
that.
Monique.
You don't know about your girl is I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. All day. Get out my way.
And that one is called I Don't Play, featuring Monique. How did you meet her?
Strangely enough, you know, I met her through my mom, who met her at a nail salon. They were both in there, you know, talking shit and cracking each other up and got to talking. And, you know, I ended up going to see her play. And, you know, she's playing with this band doing, you know, doing like 70s cover songs and stuff. And, you know, she said it was, I talked to her, she said it was like a struggle for her to, you know, get them to play like an Erykah Badu song. The whole band was like mismatched. The drummer was like some heavy metal dude. The bass player was like this old, like 70s rock, like Led Zeppelin dude. And the guitar player had this like handlebar mustache and was like on some like Jimi Hendrix shit. And it just didn't work. And so I, you know, talked to her that night. I was like, yo, you need to come to my house. Like I'd actually just made that beat and written the majority of the lyrics to that song, like before I went out that night with her in mind. And she came back to the house. We were there till like 5 a.m. just talking and kicking it. She was real, real dope chick. We really connected. And we did that song like a week later. We did one other song that we worked on together. And then I lost touch with her, and I haven't spoken with her in probably a year and a half, you know. If anybody knows how to get a hold of Mo, or Mo, if you out there, holler at me. You know how to get in touch. I'm still in the same place.
Right on. And this is a guy you've worked with a lot lately.
It's my man, Stick.
Stick Figure Man.
You know, Stick.
This one's called Back for the Title.
Boy, your nigga make moves on the heels of the comp. I promise to break through. Y'all stuck on a label dropping names like Game Dude. When I'm back for the title of the livest of the booth and a rap, I be writing, I'm surviving as the truth. And I'm back for the title of the livest of the booth. And I'm top city's finest, you can find it in the news. Back for the title of the livest of the booth and a rap, I be rhyming, I'm surviving as the truth. I'm back for the title of the livest in the booth. I'm top city's finest, you can find me in the news. I'm a sadist, spoken like an educated layman. Devastating playpens from Huntoon to Naismith. Tyrannosaurus top town, soft sidewalks of language. A gang that campaign to take things like Genghis. The basis, Midwestern invasion of entertainment. A break in case all the haters thought that we was playing. Flow remain irrelevant, rest of y'all range is ancient. Only range dates were green, they say that I'm racist. I'm famous, version on new coup for the boo-boo. Bracelets, anklets, I'm Frankenstein with a screw loose. You dudes, foo-foo, pussy footing in tutus. Standing on my own two, not doing what you do. Nowadays I hear something new, I don't know who. Don't even care, cause most of y'all niggas boo-boo. Swear to God they ballin', I see them driving the Suzus. I'm flyer than most of y'all, left the nest of you cuckoo. So who crew, thinking that they do-do what I do? Man, one of you do, ooh, 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 ooh. Who crew, thinking they do what I do. You dudes is cuckoo, can't do what I do. I'm back for the title of the livest of the booth. In a wreck, I be writing, I'm surviving as the truth. And I'm back for the title of the livest of the booth. And I'm top city's finest, you can find it in the news. Back for the title of the livest of the booth. In a wreck, I be rhyming, I'm surviving as the truth. I'm back for the title of the livest in the booth. I'm top city's finest, you can find me in the news. Bah!
Yes, sir.
Stick Figure Man.
Stick Figure Man. That's my dude. Love Stick, man. He's a very, very, very talented artist and a good friend of mine, man. Known dude for probably at least 8 or 9 years, I would say. You know, and I first heard like two tracks that he did with Miles and Nez when he was just like, I think probably the first couple of joints he ever actually recorded. And, yeah, just dude, really, from the first time I heard him, just had a distinctive style. Again, like, you know, Joe Good just has that voice and that swag and that style. And no matter what they're doing, no matter what kind of beat they're on, what the concept of the track is, like, it's always them and it's always, like, dope. You know what I mean? And, you know, I ain't gonna claim to have nothing to do with dude being as dope as he is, because I don't. He's my homie. We've done a lot of songs, but, you know, forget what all y'all doing now. Y'all know I was the first one to recognize that dude's talent. You know what I mean? And I'm glad he's doing as well as he is, man. He's got a lot of stuff going on this year. Check out the Truth video online. Directed again by yours truly. Yeah. Real dope. It's on YouTube, Vimeo. Go on and check it.
Cool. So, speaking of Joe Good.
All right.
What's he up to? He supposedly retired.
Retired, having babies, you know, teaching the youngsters, as far as I know. You know, he's him and his lady married. He got a couple dogs, got a new daughter. You know, Joe's a very talented dude, and he can come back at any time if he wants to. And, you know, hopefully for all of us, he will, man. He's a, you know, a sore spot that's missed in Kansas City music. You know, dude is extremely talented, and We all miss you. Come on back, Joe.
Do you ever feel like kind of an old man on the scene, being the guy who's been here for 15 years?
Yeah, a little bit. But it's good. I feel like old and comfortable, you know. But again, like, I feel like I'm approaching things now from a fresh angle. But after, you know, as many years of doing it as I have, like, you know, I have a certain, you know, background and, like, ability at this point now, it's a little easier to utilize it and to understand what I can do, and, you know, just basically try and keep doing new stuff and stuff that keeps me interested is what's the most important to me. And
how old are you now?
29.
Okay, so I mean, how do you think, you know, your artist self at 29 compares to your artist self at 21, or just your, you know, self in general?
You know, the eagerness, like, that I lost over the period from, you know, like, my early 20s to now my late 20s is back, you know. Like, there was just a whole scene, especially with, like, the DJ scene. You know, that was kind of how I got known for a long time, was DJing. I started doing that when I was, like, 16, 17. And up till I was about 22 or so, like, that was my hustle. Like, I was out, you know, a couple times a month playing shows, you know, nightlies, whatever. And, you know, I just kind of got fed up with the scene because, you know, so many whack people started DJing and playing whack music that, like, you know, I didn't want to be associated with it. And I didn't really want to, you know, play the kind of music that I had to play to go get money. So I just kind of hibernated in the studio. And, you know, that combined with, you know, various life developments and, you know, relationships breaking up and just living life and going through shit, you know. I'm a more grown-up person, and I think I have a better perspective on, you know, myself, which allows you to have a better perspective on your music.
Is that whack period in DJ culture still going strong, or has it gotten better?
I don't know, man. It's hard to say. I mean, you can still go anywhere any night of the week and see whack DJs. Like, that's not hard.
They're always out,
you know,
there.
It's kind of a given. But but nah, there's, you know, there's some people out there again that have, like, inspired me to get out there, and you know, and
like, who?
I think it's, well, I would say, like, Miles and Beat Broker and the dudes that are doing the Nate Sounds thing. Like, you know, couple of those dudes, Miles in particular. You know, when I first met Miles, he had never made a beat or, you know, wasn't doing records or nothing. We met up at KJHK back in like 99 and 2000, and we went and kicked it in my basement and were, you know, playing records. And I had this little like drum machine, whatever, what have you. But, you know, so they were, a couple of those dudes were younger than me, but now I'm looking to what they're doing to kind of try and hopefully model that and bring it down here a little bit, you know, because they have a real consistent thing going on. They have a good collective of artists, and, you know, that's what I feel like down in this area is lacking, is a good collective of artists. And, you know, I'm working to trying to put that together, but, you know, it hasn't quite connected.
You had a blog started as well.
I'm kind of just getting back into that. I put up the first post on there in like probably a year and a half or something like that.
What's it called?
It's called hotmessmusic.blogspot.com.
Okay.
Hot Mess is a returning night. I used to do it at the Gaslight a couple years ago.
Sure. So you're kind of bringing it back now.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to bring it back, hopefully with a little more enthusiasm. You know, man, people don't really want to go across that bridge, especially on like a Tuesday or Wednesday night or whatever it is.
So far away.
You know, hopefully at the jackpot, like, you know, me and Justin sat and talked down and talked it out, and it seems like it's gonna be a good fit, and, you know, there's a lot of foot traffic, and, you know, hopefully the main thing is, like I said, keeping a consistent focus on doing it, and I got a couple other things working that'll hopefully help contribute to that in the next few months.
Well, here's a guy who works the door when he's not in California. His name is Approach, and this track is called Show Love.
DJ Johnny Questions and King Deshaun, that boy gone, and I'm ready to move. Open up the motions and the function of jewels. Stay glued, cause we off the block. Rock, chop, walk in the land of the hawks. Leave them ready to jock when the heat comes out. Rapid rhyme movement floating out of my mouth, and we're getting it out past a singular cell. Action packed jack, leave them ready to bail. Them riding the rail when the grind goes down. I'm simply rocking the vibe and providing the sounds. That's how it is. And it's moving the biz. Minister of the money gets the message to kids. And as loud as it is, there's still some room to blow. I simply rev up the cylinders, watch the engine glow. Cause we show love, show love. Show and prove when we up in the spot. Because we show love, show love. Get them loose, give them all that we got. Because we show love, show love. For the field as we rise to the top. We show love, show love. How we do is because of you. We ain't bro, 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 we ain't.
That's some philosophizing music right there.
All right.
And we're about to get philosophical.
Right,
I know you like to philosophize, Johnny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do indeed.
So 2008 in rap and hip hop, how do you think it reflected things, you know, as far as the economy? Is it still cool to rap about, you know, cars and chains and chicks? I don't know if that was ever your bag.
I mean,
so much, but you know, how did you see things headed last year? Did anything take a turn or?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, first of all, like, hip hop has like always, you know, had an element of, you know, money and gold and jewelry and flashiness to it, because like part of it, you know, it was the come up for a long time. Like, that was, you know, rap or play basketball. That was how a lot of dudes got out of the ghetto. And so, like, you know, it's always been part of the culture. But, you know, since, you know, the whole like mid late 90s whole like Puffy Bad Boy like oversaturation of like just money culture, and Jay-Z contributes a lot to it too, because if you look at Jay-Z now, like, all that dude raps about is what the fuck he got on. And, you know, the normal person can't afford, like, you know, $1,000 pair of shoes and like a $5,000 suit. And like, it's a disconnect that's like commonplace in, you know, pop music right now. Like, shit, Little Bow Wow and what's his name, like, just spent, you know, battled for $100,000 over a Madden 2007 game or 2008 game. You know what I mean? Which is like a total disconnect from reality. Mm-hmm. You know, these dudes are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on jewelry, cars, etc., and probably don't own a house in most instances. And it's not like, that's not like the focus, you know what I mean? And it's it is a disconnect from economic reality. And hopefully, like, in the next, you know, year or so, I kind of see it happening already, that, you know, there's kind of a backlash against this, like, just culture of money and flashiness. Because it's it's getting to the point where it's sickening to the average person who can't afford to pay their bills and all that. And you can glorify chains and jewelry and drugs and all that shit all you want, but at the end of the day, like, the average person doesn't live that reality, and most people are just average people. You know, there's always going to be people who are into the harder shit because it feeds to just human nature. But, yeah, hopefully there'll be a backlash coming on that, like, in the next, like, few years as times get worse. You know, it's going to become more irrelevant. You know, I see a lot of more socially conscious rappers coming out. Like, Killer Mike has kind of, like, stepped up to take, like, you know, a good role in political rap. You know, he's... You know, a couple things, you know, he did kind of remind me of the early Ice Cube, you know, in the early 90s, which was, again, you know, real tough economic times and, like, the hood and all that. And so, you know, that bred, you know, anti-police, anti-government, you know, all the things that were inherent in that music. I'm getting off track. All the things that were inherent in that music are now, again, like, becoming relevant.
Yeah. Is there anybody else who you think is sort of carrying the torch as far as, you know, MCs who have something to say and are worth listening to?
You know, there's a lot of dudes. There's, you know, in 2008 overall, like, kind of the way I was feeling was that it's starting to slide, not necessarily in that direction we were talking about, but it's starting to slide back to the good days of hip-hop, you know, like... There's people putting out good records again that are original and that are solid and aren't full of bullshit and that are rap records and that are hip hop records again, which is really cool. And, like, that hasn't been the cool thing to do for a long time. You know what I mean? And I think and I see that it's slowly starting to come back. And there was a lot of good records that came out in 2008. You know, I think it's a good sign.
Right on. You got top three off the top of your head? I'll let you think about that while we rock some Joe Good.
Alright. When Joe's up in the trunk, you know you're just a customer. Hated to love it, I'm entertaining the public. I see you like to complain, but ain't too ashamed to dub it. Feeling good, feeling great, man, I'm Joe. These rappers hating these shooters, I hope they fail. Heard his blows on the break, Joe is broke as hell. Johnny Quest on the beat, and the rest is heat. Feeling good, feeling great, man, I'm Joe. These rappers hating these shooters, I hope they fail. Heard his blows on the break, Joe is broke as hell. Jellyfish, how the hell they got a bone to pick? Love to get it started, but hardly ever know when to quit. On your diss tracks, having a hissy fit. Off a he say, she say, nigga, that sissy shit. Unruly with loogies, truly, I got the witty spit. The grooviest, the groupies, woo me to get they titty licked. But that'll move me to tricky dick on a water gator. Hickey from a one night doozy ain't what I call a date. That's how you invite a floozy to what she calling break. Or catch a case of some cooties that eat your balls away. Keep your nuts tucked and don't test your dumb luck. Just a warning for them niggas on the come up. You think it's all good till you got shit to lose. Yesterday stick and move, today is misconstrued. But I kick rap, so I'm sticking to that. You give me 2 cents, I use it just to mention the facts. Feeling good, feeling great, man, I'm Joe. These rappers hating and they shooters, I hope they fail. Heard his blows on the break, Joe is broke his head. Johnny West on the beat and the rest is heat. Feeling good, feeling great, man, I'm Joe. These rappers hating and they shooters, I hope they fail. Heard his blows on the break, Joe is broke his head. I gotta find a way to separate myself from all these thumb suckers. Snatch a crumb, young buckers, little dumb fuckers. Y'all ain't paid, ain't got the change to make a bum trust ya. Cause the game ain't what you say, it's what you done, hustler. You try to copy these rappers and do the opposite. If you ain't got no cash, it ain't splashing when you drop the shit. Fuck it, don't rush it if you ain't got the budget. You need to focus on whatever's going wrong with your bucket. You got mic skills, still life's real. If you gon' write your rhymes tonight, you gotta pay the light bill. It's like too many Joes and not enough dough. Instead of itching for my scratch, I wish they pack up and go. The best thing I could do is give advice no more. And when I see them, knock them out, cause I ain't nice like pro. Mr. Bad Guy, how we get pissed, don't even ask why. Blah. 2006, now watch it flash by. Feeling good, feeling great, man, I'm Joe. As well. These rappers hating and they shooters, I hope they fail. Heard his blows on the break, Joe has broke his head. Johnny's best on the beat and the rest is heat. Feeling good, feeling great, man, I'm Joe. As well. These rappers hating and they shooters, I hope they fail. Blows on the break, Joe has broke his head. Johnny Quest on the beat and the rest is
So most of what we've heard to this point is production work from Johnny Quest. This next track has lyrical content, MC work from Mr. Quest.
If you can call it that.
I mean, do you pursue both of these things, you know, with equal passion, rapping and producing, or have you sort of found a, you know, home on one side of the fence?
Nah, not really, man. Like, I dabble in a little bit of everything. You know, I've, you know, probably started rapping when I was, like, 13 or 14, and I started DJing around 16, and then probably around 1920s when I first started getting into, you know, production, like sampling stuff, and, you know, I'd gotten into engineering, you know, just recording stuff for homeboys here and there before that on a little 4-track, and, you know, I really do, my work encompasses all of those things, you know, like, not only did, like, I produce this record, I recorded and mixed every single song on this record, I threw it together on the mixtape front, you know what I mean? Threw it in Serato, flipped it, mixed all the records, you know, produced and added that, you know what I mean? So it's a whole piece. And, you know, that's what I do well as an artist, you know what I mean, is all the elements of hip-hop music production, you know, are really one. And to be good at it, I think you really have to understand them all.
Sure. Cool. Well, let's drop in on this song. It is called Lights On.
All right.
The results. I'm from the free state and we make you hasten your pulse. Another week break, another week late, paid the cost. So just tonight we gon' do it with the lights off. They'll be back on when I pay these bills. But for now, I'ma take these pills into 180s when I'm taking a spill. No ifs, ands, or maybes, I'm just stating the real. I never stop writing, even when the pages is filled. Scribbling in the margin, using all the space to build. A lot of ground to cover, I'm trying to play the field. The rest ain't fake, they just ain't as real. If you was that fly, you'd have had a deal. Ease up, little homie, just sit back and chill. And tell the DJ, put my record on the wheels. Then it's on for real, till the dawn's appeal. For all my people who fuck with the lights on, we're giving to you how you like all night long. Ain't nobody in the place. Around since before the king's dome, your girl called and said she didn't know what time she'd be home. Your single came out and went straight to ringtone. People say they got you and you need them and they be gone. Much as you hate it, admit it, cause you need John. So cold, my veins don't pump blood, just free on. We go into the club, I'm gonna get my freak on. I'm coming over later tonight, so keep them sheets on. You know how I do, banging headboards to the beat tape. You don't even need to buy me dinner, I'm a cheap date. I ain't got nothing on it, cause I'm a cheapskate. All I'm gonna leave is a semen stain as a keepsake. Gone before the beat break, off in the deep space, working overtime. It seemed like the week takes a month. I'm trying to get it straight from jump, street and bar. We gon' even up, pump for all my.
Straight from the heart there.
Yes, sir. Produced by the homie SG. Surgeon General.
You don't mince words when you rap, do you, Johnny?
Nah, not at all. I really don't mince words at all, man, in rap or normal conversation, as you find out. I tend not to bullshit, man. It tends to get me into trouble more often than not.
Word up. So I noticed you sporting a Yankees cap. You feeling good about the way things are looking for 09?
Ah, could care less, man. I just be rocking a hat, man. It works with the outfit. It's just a hat.
Very honest man.
No doubt. If it was a KU hat, it'd be a different story, but...
Right on. Well, as long as we're just sort of, you know, cascading through the local music scene, why don't you introduce your buddy, Adrian the Misfit?
What we got coming up? The Bus 3-9 joint? Adrian, another good friend of mine, man. What up, Drew? You know, another real, real talented artist, man, that's real slept on that, you know, hopefully this year will get some shine. He's got some projects coming out. There's a little YouTube video that stirred a little controversy. Go look it up. It's worth watching. It's just,
what's it called and what's the controversy?
It basically, you know, he took a little minor shot at some other Kansas City rappers and it went back and forth online and dudes was talking shit and whatever. It's over now, but... It's cool track. It's dope to see dude flipping. I mean, he spills for like 3.5 minutes straight and like just dope, dope raw raps, man. He's a really talented producer, you know, really interesting dude and, you know, good friend of mine again. Enjoy working with him and let's check it out.
full plate to my shoulders. I'm staring through a Puma form fit to them tits. And you knew that ass was fat from the width of the hips. Like you could see in her eyes, she brimmed with wisdom and elegance. A level head with intelligence and a rebel edge for the hell of it. If you got the time, I wonder would you be mine? Yo, girl, you too fine. I need me a dime. And if you don't mind, I wonder could you be mine? Yo, your glow got me going blind for the shine. Alright, so I'm on the sidewalk, caught an undecisive thought. Took a glance back at her. Yo, she's more than nice, glowing, gorgeous, and bright, just stunning. A beat girl, real as deep sea pearl, smoking a Port Light 100. Now, this the type of chick I've tried to find for a grip. My stomach dropping, knotting up like it was tied to some bricks. Her presence, a reflection of the essence of perfection. Man, I'm stepping to this dime, whether I'm ready or not. Feeling like a blood with crimson dreads on enemy blocks. Rocking Cincy Reds gear and holding a target box. Thinking if I even try to speak, then my jaws will lock. Cause she'll think I'm a lame loser. Trying to spit some game to her, breathing deep and hoping I can hold up in the pressure. I'm just 10 steps up from the Metro bus shelter, man. Why I gotta trip? Shit, it's just another chick. For all I know, she might not even really be about shit. So I can either try to meet her and see what's up, or just cut like a punk puss and then wonder what could have been. Knowing if I'm denied, my hopes and pride will get ruined. But with some luck, by the night, I'll be soaked in vaginal fluid. My words bout out my mouth when my dream was crushed. Alive. Should've looked and seen the bus comes at 125. She hopped and was gone quick. That might have been my wife. And that's the longest 5 minutes of my whole entire life. God damn. So now I sit and wish if she could have been mine. Hey, yo, that girl was too fine. I need to grow me a spine.
Bus 39 featuring Idrew the Misfit and Monique as well. Yep. And this next one has Brother Moses on it from Deep Thinkers, who is still keeping real busy.
Yeah, man.
Seems like.
Yeah, Brother Moses and, you know, Lenny D, collectively the Deep Thinkers, dope dudes, man, good friends of mine, were some of the first kids I met and started doing music with in Kansas. We probably met back in, you know, 96. Six and 97 is probably when I first ran into Aaron. I used to be part of a breakdance crew called the Circuit Breakers with Rebel and a bunch of other cats. And then Lenny D, I first met when we were both in the DMC's DJ battle back in 99 at the Granada. I think was the first time like we ever really like chopped it up.
And, you know, that brings to mind a thought. I haven't really even seen a B-Boy battle or anything like that for a while.
Yeah, man, again, like, you know, town, Downplay, you know? was doing the Bulldog battles.
Right. It was almost like we were spoiled, so we maybe took things for granted, you know.
Yeah, and they got sloppy, too. You know, I think especially the KJHK DJ battles, the Wax Clashes, the first, like, two or three were really, really dope. And, you know, like, tons of people started coming. But as it got moved, passed down, you know, from generation of people who worked there, it got progressively more and more sloppy to where finally the last year I was actually the host. The whole thing, like, totally self-destructed. I got blackout drunk. Like, I was, like, before the show even started, I was gone. Like, I didn't even remember who won. Like, I was sweeping dudes off the stage like the Sandman with the broom. It was wild. And so, you know... That basically happened because it was so poorly thrown together. Like, I got there and it was just, there was no sound system, no speakers, no nothing. Like, one set of turntables for a DJ battle. So, like, I made all these phone calls and basically put the whole thing together in the last, like, 30 minutes. And then they expected me to, like, run and organize the whole shit, too. And I was like, well, if I'm doing that, I'm getting twisted. So this is my justification for it, Lawrence. But according to the pitch, you can go back and look up the article. The only thing that saved that night were, quote, Johnny Quest's drunken antics. So you be the judge.
What else would you like to see in town in the coming year?
Well, there is going to be an MC battle in Kansas City the 23rd, which is a Friday following Hot Mess at the Record Bar. It's the Versus MC battle. It's going to be hosted by Mac Lethal. Guest judge Awkward. It's gonna be a bunch of dope Kansas City spitters in there, and that's gonna be good to see, man. Like, they're trying to get kind of Kansas City on this you know, internet battle circuit that's started to get popular, and I'm actually gonna be shooting some footage of that, and working on that aspect of it.
What do you mean internet battle circuit?
Man, you can look it up. There's this whole like internet like acapella like battle circuit like on what is it, like on Smash and like World Star and you know, a couple of these other organizations, and it's like all these dudes, like, you know, and some of them are dope, man, like you know, some of them are real whack, and they just, you know, tell jokes over no beat with no rhythm and no talent for the most part, but it's gotten, you know, it's gotten pretty popular, and you know, but they're trying to get Kansas City involved in that aspect of it. But there are some dope dudes, don't get me wrong. There's like some serious true spitters out there, but some of them dudes are whack and they know it.
Mac had a good year, didn't he? 08, 07, 08.
Yeah, you know. I think last few years been pretty good.
Put out a pretty good record and made the rounds and
put out a decent record.
Spread the word a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Mac is a good example of, you know, you have to go elsewhere to get known at home. I mean, you know, there was people in the community, you know, people who are, you know, real hip-hop heads who were, you know, been fans of Mac since, you know, probably 99, 2000, like when, again, like when we all kind of first really started doing shows on a consistent basis, we were all doing it together. And, you know, Mac worked really hard and got his grind on, got himself on tour and worked really hard for years. I mean, literally years, you know, I mean, Scribble Jam, like 3-4 years in a row, you know, winning it or second place, like, I mean, dude earned what he has, and you know, but again, like, he didn't really get recognition for that at home until he got known elsewhere, and you know, signed by Rhymesayers and all that stuff really contributed to his you know, attention in Kansas City, which, you know, for better or for worse, it is what it is. But you know, again, you know, really talented dude, and him and his organization all work really hard and put out like quality music, quality videos, everything.
Cool,
Black
right on.
Clover, shout out. What up?
Longtime local hip-hop head, Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye's not exactly a local dude. Nah, there's like I said, it's a mixtape, so there's a couple of remixes on it, and that's just one I flipped a while back.
Right on. Actually did that for one of them Scion contests, right?
Scion. Yeah. that was in like 2005. Like I had won, I was a national finalist the year before in 2004 for the mixtape I did, Look What They Did to My Song, Volume 2. It's a series that I have, and you know, it was judged by like Pete Rock, Premier, Peanut Butter Wolf, Madlib, like, you know, hella dudes, Jazzy Jeff, and you know, ended up being one out of, you know, several thousand submissions, like one of 12 finalists.
And then Reach 2, huh? You think everybody in the area would be driving Psyons by now.
Yeah, I know, right? Man, I wish they had them joints out, man. Now, I Reach won the year before for the video joint, Coming For You. I think that was in 2003. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Miles Bonney produced track, and hopefully you guys should get that up on Lawrence.com sometime.
We'll work on that. Thanks for coming by, Johnny.
And, absolutely, man. Thanks for
catching us up,
man,
on things. No doubt. The CD sounds really dope, and
appreciate it.
I hope people check it out. Maybe check out the Hot Mess at the Jackpot Saloon, and try not to chain smoke too much.
That's right. It's bad for your health. But what's good for your health, what's great for you, what gives you the essential vitamins and nutrients that you need, is that Hot Mess. You need that Hot Mess in your system at least once a month. So come get it. Jackpot, last Thursday of every month, 1 week from today, January 22nd, 2009. Almost said 2008 at the Jackpot Saloon. Come check us out. We got myself, Reach, Greg Enemy, Franzik Anderson in the 24th Senses, and we also have young William Wilmont out there doing some painting for you.
All right, man. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, bro.
My favorite MC in the game. Take you out right here. Stick figure. Talk to him. Yeah. Stick figure, man. Top city, man. Memphis, Tennessee. Look, I'm out of the basement. Every verse I write has been filled with malice and hatred. Fighting for the crown while clowns drown the playlist. Represent the town and put it down for the faceless. Oh, I'm a dangerous semi-automatic MC. Spit hot 16, rip Kevlar MCing. Just me, mind moving speed like Blitzkrieg. Simply, it's gonna take centuries to get me. Flipping over hurdles on me, riding through the roadblock. Pissing in your pulpit and shitting on your soapbox. Walking across hot lava rocks, too. No socks, ripping pages out your notebook just to blow snot. Sorry for that. I release classics, speak peace to people, do what I need to reach masses. Performing all of these fine feats with each ad lib from the streets to the tee. Please believe I keep at this, so call it what you want. I'ma tell it like it is, and I'm finna have it locked like a felon with a beard. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is, cause I'm tired of the lies that you selling to the kids. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is, and I'm finna have it locked like a felon with a beard. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is, cause I'm tired of these lies that you selling to my kids. Pack a rapper, I'm a suicide bomber. Riding shotgun, draped in fortified armor. Wouldn't call it beef, it's just borderline drama. Lurking in the shadow, hard to find like Osama. 45 problems, the rest don't concern you. Don't bother with the kid, they outside bad at curfew. Post out sweet like cinnamon and perfume. Careful what you say, dawg, my sentences will hurt you. Listen to the verse, dude, my line is all the tidal wave. Hear the track, then it's like an onslaught of primal rage. Track like the ring, instead of take the vinyl play. You get a call at the crib, and then I'm like, niggas gay, wearing high heels and negligee, spitting in your face. Then I make it cry like it's pepper spray. Let him say I ain't the coldest whenever I'm rocking it, and cause a pot lips to make the top look like the guys are stripped. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is, and I'm finna have it locked like a felon with a beard. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is, cause I'm tired of the lies that you selling to the kids. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is, and I'm finna have it locked like a felon with a beard. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is, cause I'm tired of these lies that you selling to my kids. Never had to bust guns, never had to play the plot. Still I kick the punchlines to leave them in a state of shock. Someone got them gassed up, thinking what they say is hot. Niggas sound like Lil Zane, the way he imitating pop. Never had to slang a rock, every line I spit is crap. A lot of y'all be talking hard, but half of y'all ain't living that. When it comes to stick food, all you ever get the fat. Like my plan to take the game and never ever give it back. Niggas take a listen back, now I got a lot to say. Writing this for Van Draws, Richard Pryor, Papa Ray. Writing this for Taiwan, and my uncle locked away. Death row inmates and prisoners in Abu Ghraib. From Rockaway and Queens, in the Greens and Cabrini. To where the tower leans, and they fiend for the ZD. I'm trying to be heard on the screen and the TV. And that's a sure thing, now I'm in, please believe me. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is. And I'm finna have it locked like a felon with a beard. Call it what you want, Cause I'm tired of the lies that you selling to the kids. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is. And I'm finna have it locked like a felon with a beard. Call it what you want, I'ma tell it like it is. Cause I'm tired of these lies that you selling to my kids. So, call it what you want to, call it what you want to. Stick figure top city, tell me what you won't do. Call it what you want to, call it what you want to. Stick figure M-Town, tell me what you won't do. Call it what you want to, call it what you want to. Stick figure KC, tell me what you won't do. Call it what you want to, call it what you want to. Stick figure St. Louis, tell me what you won't do.